Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Time is Tight. Who is that? Is that Booker T? I think that's who that is. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. That's the way it is on a talk show. Time is always tight on a talk show. A talk show is a precise environment. I'm sorry, a precise activity. I'll say it again. It's an imprecise activity in a precise environment. You got to get in. You got to get out when on time. And that's really my main job here. Welcome back, 23 after, having a great visit with our good friend Ramon Ray. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you. Don't forget to take our poll questions, subscribe to my newsletter. Yes, we still publish a newsletter. In fact, we have an 11th anniversary coming up in about 2 weeks of that newsletter, the same week as we celebrate our 13th anniversary of the radio show, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We've already had the 13th anniversary of the website. Ramon Ray is our guest. He's been with us now for over a half dozen years, I should say, as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the editor of smallbusinesstechnology.com and the author of Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses, the smartest guy that I know on small business technology. Ramon, welcome back, and congratulations again on your tour. Make that offer again to my audience. Now you're going to be in Atlanta, and then and where else? Washington and Atlanta next, right?
Yeah, Atlanta and Washington D.C. Washington D.C. next Friday. That, unfortunately, we're working with others. There's no discount on Washington.
Oh,
still come. I need to clarify that. But in Atlanta, for your audience there, they can get a $49 ticket for $10 by typing in "blasting in" in the discount code box.
Yeah. If they just said that crazy radio guy, that'll work too, right? If they forget my name. So whatever it takes to get the discount, folks. So check it out, and you can find it at smallbiztechtour.com.
Right.
That's how they can find you can find the dates and the locations and everything.
Exactly.
Check it out, folks. Ramon, what are some other ways that small business owners can make sure that we maximize technology so we can leverage our business model without being anxious that we haven't bought the next greatest thing?
Absolutely. I think there's a few ways. I think one is to have a technology plan. The same way you have a financial plan, you know that you're going on vacation 6 months from now. Have a small, even if it's small, a financial plan that you're having with your local IT consultant so you know where you're at now, where you want to go. Point two, test the technology. So instead of buying, 10 iPads or 10 tablets or 10 whatever, 10 software products or 10 apps, get one or two, you test it, and have somebody else test it.
Let me give you an example. We've recently needed a new piece of technology.
Right.
And we could have bought one kind that was $500.
Right.
And if that was what was going to work for us, we were going to buy it. And there's another one that was free, we could download for free. And we kept looking, we compared a half dozen of these pieces of technology. We wound up buying one
right
for $60. Now I would have paid $500 if the $500 was good for us, but it wasn't the right thing for us. The free one didn't give us the features we wanted, so we just kept looking around. We bought the $60 one that's going to work for us. So you can go through that process. It's not that hard either, is it?
Right. No, it's not hard at all. And I think after that process of testing it out, of trying it out, then I say measure and test. Because you may find in your case, Jim, maybe 3 months from now, you may find the $60 product wasn't for you, or you do like it.
Right.
So measure
well
and ask the people using it, how do you like it? Is it working? Mm-hmm. And don't be afraid to change. That's why it's good to buy things in smaller increments
right
before investing it.
And that's what's good larger about the cloud, isn't it?
Yes.
About web-based tools.
A friend of mine told me that the web-based tools are cheap enough that it's no longer an excuse not to try them.
Right.
Your online financial management, your online collaboration, your online documents, which I use a lot, especially for our tour and other things, they're so low cost that you can try them, and if you like them, then pay more for the upgraded version or the more gigabytes or other features. I think it's explosively powerful. And every small business should try it out for sure.
Well, see, this is another thing you mentioned. We talked in the previous segment about mobile apps,
mm-hmm.
mobile applications.
Right.
I mean, so many of them are free, but if you And I've had a smartphone for a year now,
right?
And I've loaded apps on my phone, and I've taken some of them off.
Yeah, no, I think it's important.
I tried them out, and I didn't like them. I thought they would be cool, but I didn't use them. I took them off.
Right. No, and you have to, and I think that's part of the evolution of technology. And what I found is if people are wondering how can they find good apps, is that do two things. One, look at the current software you're using on your computer. Maybe you have a favorite accounting program. Go to that vendor's website and see if you can download an accompanying app for your phone.
Right.
And point two, consider what you're doing. Maybe inventory management is where you really need help on mobile solutions. Instead of buying a multi-million dollar custom solution, mm-hmm. I bet there's an app for that.
Interesting. Well, there are hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of apps.
Yeah.
And you know what? That part of that sector of the marketplace is still in its infancy, isn't it, Ramon?
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing I'll just mention also, Jim, is that keep in mind, some businesses may want to use apps as a marketing tool for their business. This is beyond
right.
kind of, it's changing the page a bit, but I think that increasingly apps are so cheap to make also that maybe you're selling flowers, maybe you're a real estate agent, a local law firm, whoever you are, you may want to make an app that you can use as a marketing tool to engage with new customers.
Hey, Ramon, Adam Boyden is the president of Conduit.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
And you can get an app for free there. You can make your own app for free at Conduit.com.
Yep, it's a great tool.
It's amazing. Folks, check it out. Hey, Ramon, will you come back again real soon?
I would love to. Thanks, Jim.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for the good work you're doing out there for small businesses.
All the best.
Ramon Ray, ladies and gentlemen, that's smallbiztech.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Quick break, 29 after. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.